The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So on the line right now, I believe we have Bawari Posad, right? Bawari Posad, president of PAVI, the persons associated with visual impairment. So good afternoon to you, sir.
Sorry, please. Yeah, you, right. You hearing me now, right?
Hearing you now. Yes, thank you.
Right.
All right. Next man.
Good afternoon, base. Good afternoon to our listeners. Let me apologize. There was a little mix-up in communication, but I am here.
All
where
right.
The air is red.
Yeah, come man.
Better men's good bills.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Thank you very much, man. All right. So tell us about PAVI now. This NGO.
Basically,
here.
PAVI is persons associated with visual impairment. I am not the president. I'm not the vice president. I was president for at least two terms, and that's how we do it. We are an organization made up in the main of blind and visually impaired persons. We were founded in 1995, where we were launched on October the 26th. We have been providing, one of our flagship is providing adjustment to blindness, or what we used to call rehab services for blind and visually impaired in our country. We did this for a number of years with the help of a regional entity called the Caribbean Council for the Blind and Visually Impaired, of which we are a full-fledged member, and of which I am now the current president. We went into people's homes, we met them, we met their families, we talked to them about losing sight, or you know, that kind of thing. We counsel them, we give them techniques of how to continue living so that you would not be a burden to your family or anyone else. You know, there are some people who have done it so credible that when the family go to work and come back, they could get a well-cooked meal. You understand? It takes a little adaptations to get it done, but it's done. Sweeping the house, people could continue to do that. Washing your clothes, all of these things. So it's basic things that we teach you, even to go from home to church, how to use the road properly, how to use your cane properly, you know, so that you can continue socializing, you can continue worshiping, and continue doing what you're doing, you know, and making good of life, because we at PAVI believe that there is life after blindness.
Nice, man. And how do people like reach out to you? How do you find these blind persons or visually impaired people?
Through the media. In fact, one of our flagship programs, when Radio Trinidad was existing, we had a program every Sunday afternoon called As We See It. And through that, and through, well, people telling each other and media interviews like these, we were able to meet and greet with blind and visually impaired persons around the country. You know?
We've been doing this since Radio Trinidad days, years ago, right?
Yeah, I was one of the significant hosts of that program.
Mm-hmm. And how has things evolved since then?
Well, there has been some evolution, yes, but our biggest challenge since 2015 has been funding. We used to get assistance from the government for a little while, and that stopped because the government is of the opinion that, look, you'd already have an existing agency, which is the Blind Welfare Association, which many of us came from, but we decided to extend you know, the service and to extend things to make the lives of blind and visually impaired persons more important and to make them feel like somebody. After the Blind Welfare, many of us we're involved in handicraft making, basketry, etc. But we said, look, there are other things that blind people could do. We initiated programs like computer training, soap and shampoo making. All of these things were introduced so that people got an idea that it could still continue to survive. We have nothing against the Blind Welfare Association. I was a member of their board. I was involved in all kinds of activities, and I still get involved because if they ask me to do some. So there is no hatred amongst the organizations. What we do is we have our little differences in personality sometimes, but at the same time, we're all working for the main cause, which is the empowerment of persons who are blind and visually impaired.
Nice, man. Well, I like your approach to it, you know, making the visually impaired people feel a little bit more independent.
Mm-hmm. That's the middle way.
All right, nice. And I see you have something coming up here. Persons associated with the visual impairment presents Check Your Eyes, right? Mm-hmm. At St. Augustine Salt Community Center, Freeman Road, St. Augustine. Tell us about that.
Okay, the Check Your Eyes a long time when funding was available, we used to do what we call, and this is one of the ways we met people too. We went into different areas and we had community outreach programs, and we were able to get a little funding to do this one in Fremont Street come the 22nd. So this is why. What we will have on spot will be a doctor. We will have the Trinidad Eye Hospital doing your eye checks and so on. We'll have somebody talking about PAVI. We'll have somebody giving a testimony about PAVI health. We'll have some displays of equipment, you know, talking equipment, devices that blind people use during, you know, navigating their way around. We have talking scales and writing equipment and all of these things. So where there is a will base, there is a way. Some of these equipment cost a little more, but, you know, we have to get it. And we encourage people who have families who are blind, visually impaired, instead of getting a shirt and a pants, save up some money and buy a nice little phone that could talk to them, or that they could send WhatsApp messages, emails, etc. Because all of these devices have talk back on it, or some talk program that will enable you to use it. I, for example, who was blind from birth, I don't even touch the phone screen. I use a Bluetooth keyboard because I'm a good typist. I type well, you know. So there are different ways of doing things, but the end result is that it makes you independent.
Nice, man. Have you ever reached out to the Diabetes Association of TNT?
Yes. Our very good friend, Mr. Danu, and I, we work together on a number of initiatives. Mm-hmm. In fact, Diabetes has been working with us to do some eye screening at our office location at 32 Eastern Main Road. So too has the Trinidad Eye Hospital and other agencies we work along with in ensuring that, you know, we get the services to people out there. You know?
Yeah, man. Definitely good initiatives. All right, so let's say somebody goes blind, you know, today or tomorrow. I mean, you're really people who could really see and have their sight right now. You really have to say thank goodness. But if you go blind today or tomorrow and you want some help, I mean, it really and truly can't only be the Blind Welfare Association, just like yourself. It should be, you know, a lot more different organizations. Yeah, what's some
there are
things
ways
you could
of
do?
Doing it.
Yeah.
There are a couple ways. One, when we get a call from you, or we get known to you by somebody, we try to reach out and help the person, because being blind as an adult is a different thing from being blind from birth. There's a whole adjustment, psychological and or otherwise, that individual have to make. Some people go into depression, all kinds of things come into play. You understand? But we try to help. And then we have, you know, we have inclusive services at NALIS. The NALIS libraries, we were able to get them to put special rooms in those libraries where persons could go and learn Braille, computer training, and all of that. So there are people at NALIS who are doing that job in taking you and showing you, you know, how to navigate the keyboard and all these things. So we work, as I said, we work with a number of agencies, and we try to make things happen for people. The will has to be yours and your family, because it makes no sense, you know, you train you and then you cannot perform because your family say, hey, you sit on in a corner, you don't want nothing. You understand?
Man. Yeah. And
that is the important component, getting and your family to now understand that you can continue living, you can continue doing things, you know. And that is what helps you to continue seeing yourself as a person, because you are a person first before the disability.
Yeah, boy. I always heard people been complaining about the disability grant. You know, how people making out.
That has been a sore point. In fact, that whole ministry, unfortunately, they have some good programs and initiatives, but it's not what you do sometimes, it's how you do. And even persons with disabilities, they find it difficult to access some of these services because the staff is not well trained, you know, and that is where the problem comes. Some of the welfare officers, unfortunately, they feel that the money coming out of their pocket. That's one. Two, there are a lot of people who are dishonest. They get the damage their hand, it swell up a little bit. I'm going to apply for a disability grant so I won't have to work again. You know that kind of attitude? You want to break out. It's better to teach a man to fish than to feed him for life. If you get a disability, you could continue to make waves for yourself. Because I know people who have had who got disabled as adults, and they continue to perform. I could name one person for you. Carlos Green. Carlos Green got blind at the age of 31. He remained married. Because, you know, I know why I stress that is that a lot of people, a lot of spouses, you know, these wedding vows, till death do us
pass. For better or for worse, that yeah, means, boy.
That means nothing to many people. If your husband or your wife get disabled, you know, I can't deal with that. I go, you know, I fire the work. You understand?
Yeah, boy.
But if you have stick to itiveness, and Carlos's wife, even after he got blind, he had to cheer on up. You know, people just ask some dotish questions out there. How you could see to make love, and you, how you know your wife love you, or vice versa. You know, some really ridiculous questions. But you cope with it and you deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, because of the high level of ignorance in our society. We have a gentleman who is working as a policeman. How he's working, he ain't gonna run down nobody on the street. He's now empowered himself through technology so that he could continue to work within the office environment. He's good at computers, he's good at phones, all of these little gadgets and devices. He has made a wise investment into them, and he has maintained his job. Long time, a lot of companies, what they used to do, because when you get disabled, so it's better to pay off and then go home and sit down. You understand? But there are ways and means of getting around situations. I mean, in my case, I was blind from birth, but I was given opportunities in the media, particularly in Radio Trinidad and all of these stations. So, you know, it shows that your blindness has nothing to do with it. It's your ability and your capability that counts.
Yeah, man. And as you mentioned, ability and capability, what about... Well, in terms of the job market, job opportunities for blind persons, because, I mean, just because you're visually impaired, you had to make a living, you had to eat still, you can't depend on that grant alone. People being more, you know, accepting, you know, blind people working for them, kind of depends on the job, of course.
All right, let me two things. When I was going to school, there was limited secondary school opportunity for many of us. We were denied that opportunity because in those days, special needs children at all levels, the schools were thought to be home schools, teaching the basic, etc. So there was limited integration. Today, where every child who can be integrated is integrated, writing SEA and all of these things. When they come out, they have subjects like anybody else. You understand? But people again look at the ability, the disability before they look at the ability. Now let's look. One classic example, Veera Bhajan. Veera Bhajan went to school, went to university, did what she had to do. And when she got her job at the EOC, they said, well, we cannot employ her because we don't have the facilities. And that is where the problem lies. Simple little things that we take for granted, we just have to put it in place before we start to build or make the adjustments. Now, the only thing I say blind people in our case cannot do is to drive a car. We are driverless cars now. That's the next story. But in general, there are very few things that we cannot do because we don't have technology. Right now, I mean, I am one of the best Braille readers in this country, base. If I get a Braille display machine, a Braille display device, I could be reading news on this frequency, on the reader, you know. But it just goes to show how much technology is helping us and how much advancement we can make in terms of our own development, self-development, and perseverance.
Definitely. Yeah. Super sad, yeah, man. And like, Nassan, once again, tell us about the screening event you have. You know how people could get in contact with you all and join you.
I just want to touch on one more thing after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure.
Because I know what you were supposed to have time. Okay, firstly, the outreach seminar takes place on Saturday, the 22nd of August, Mm-hmm. That is next Saturdays at the St. Augustine South Community Center on Freedom Road, St. Augustine. It is absolutely free. It starts from 10 a.m. You can come in at 9:30, be registered, get your eyes checked. If you have a person who is blind, bring them along so that they can get introduced to us and we can begin to see how we can work with them to make them, you know, more productive citizens. We will have an eye specialist. He's not going to examine your eyes there. He's just going to talk about the different kinds of eye diseases, what you should and what you shouldn't do. We'll talk about the organization. We'll talk about the whole adjustment to blindness initiatives, etc. We also will have some things on display. And also, we would be love to meet people to encourage them and to motivate them in whatever way we can. Now, as I said at one time, funding, we used to get some funding from government since 2015, plus the addition of COVID, we have not received any funding. We now have a small stream coming in where we can do some things for people. But at the same time, one of our major fundraising events annually has been our fundraising Christmas dinner. And the reason why I'm bringing it this up now, please, is that we have an early bird special. $350 if you buy the tickets before the end of September, $400 if you buy the tickets after. That includes lunch, it includes good entertainment. Mm-hmm. We have people like Ronald Mann, we have other singers, saxophone players. We used to have a pan group in the park, but we're going to whittle it down a little bit. But we have good entertainment, we have attractive door prizes and all of that. And it will this year be held at the Center of Excellence out there in McCoy from 11:30 until 4 p.m. Sunday, the 22nd of November. Tickets, you can call the office for any information, whether it be for tickets for the fundraiser or whether it be to find out more information about the outreach program. Our office hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We cannot pay our full-time staff because of our funding situation, but we try to make things happen. And also, if you purchase your tickets early, you'll be doing yourself a justice, saving $50 off each ticket. Our MCs, we try to mix it. For the past couple of years, we had Celia Scott of 97 and Kern Tyson, who is visually impaired, who works with another radio station. And, you know, we make something, we make it nice. We'll be having one or two blind persons who will be performing along with our sighted counterparts. So it's a nice way to usher in the Christmas season in November. So that date again, the 22nd of November, venue, Center of Excellence, McCoy, you know who that is. And of course, tickets go on sale very shortly. From the middle of the month, you can call the office, book their tickets, and make your payment. You'll be guided. You don't have to come to the office to pay. You can pay for the ticket online or by booking it, and then we'll reserve it at the door for you.
Nice but one.
You will only get your ticket after we see the payment transaction coming to our office.
Mm. Of course, definitely.
We don't want people to say, I come in.
Yeah.
And when the time comes to pay, you ain't paid. And they come and you're eating food and still ain't paid.
Wow. Terrible. I could do that. So once again, give out your number. And of course, you accept donations from the public. Anybody wants to donate?
Of course.
Right, yeah.
Our office number is 220-1073.
Right.
We do have a WhatsApp line, which I will not give for fear of confusing people. Mm-hmm. But the office number is the most important number for you to remember.
All right.
220-1073. And we look forward for your support. We have to ensure that the field is a level playing field and everybody gets an equal share in the pie. Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't know how much time you give me again. I don't know if anybody want to make any comment, ask any questions or wonder about anything.
But that's it. If anybody else call, I'll put them on to you. I mean, give out the number once again.
220-1073. We do have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
And that is Fabi Trinidad. And we do have a YouTube channel where over the years, we've had several calypso competitions for blind and visually impaired persons. So we have some entertainment there. And a lot of our calypso, a lot of people who started singing calypsos within the community ended up, you know, on the national stage. People like Lingo, Niall Manswell, and others.
Yeah. All right, man.
Understand?
Yes, man.
So it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right, thank you very much, sir. I'm big up all friends of Phoenix. And of course, Neil, we have a lot of visually impaired listeners here in Freedom. So make sure you contact the Pavi. All right, thank you very much again, Mr. Posad.
No problem, bitch. All right.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.